This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States vetoes an Arab-backed UN Security Council resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Tuesday's vote was 13-1 with the UK abstaining. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Demanding an immediate, unconditional ceasefire without an agreement requiring Hamas to release the hostages will not bring about a durable peace.
The U.S. is pushing its own temporary ceasefire resolution and defending its veto.
This is not, as some members have claimed, an American effort to cover for an imminent ground incursion.
Julie Walker, New York.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on Tuesday appealed to President Vladimir Putin to intervene and turn her son's body over to her so she can bury him with dignity. She's been trying to get his body since Saturday and appeared in a video outside the Arctic penal colony where Navalny died on Friday. Navalny's team says Russian authorities have said the cause of death is still unknown and refused to release the body for the next 2 weeks, as the preliminary inquest into his death continues. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Tuesday Russia was against the deployment of nuclear weapons in space, and his defense minister flatly denied U.S. claims that Russia was developing a nuclear capability for space. Multiple reports last week in the United States said Washington had new intelligence related to Russian nuclear capabilities and attempts to develop a space-based weapon. This is VOA News. As Ukraine's war against Russian invaders stretches on, President Vladimir Putin seems to be biding his time and waiting for Western support for Ukraine to wither, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Moscow continues to maintain military pressure along the front line, most recently capturing the key eastern stronghold of Avdiivka. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address that delays in aid were causing issues at the front line. Nevertheless, on a trip to Japan, Ukraine's Prime Minister, Denis Shmyhal, has insisted that foreign support remains strong.
I believe that the United States will support Ukraine also, such like European Union, such like Japan.
Putin has repeatedly signaled a desire to negotiate an end to the fighting, but warned that Russia will hold on to its gains. I'm Karen Chamas.
The death of a Russian pilot who defected to Ukraine with a military helicopter was shrouded in mystery Tuesday, with Spanish authorities refusing to say if a bullet-riddled body found was his. Maxim Kuzumov flew his Mi-8 helicopter into Ukraine in August in a brazen operation, saying he opposed Russia's military offensive. A GUR spokesman confirmed to AFP on Tuesday that Kuzumov had died without providing details. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange began what could be his last chance to stop his extradition from Britain to the United States on Tuesday, with his lawyers saying his case was politically motivated and a concern to journalists across the world. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
U.S. prosecutors are seeking to put the 52-year-old on trial on 18 counts. They relate to WikiLeaks' high-profile release of troves of confidential U.S. military records and diplomatic cables. United States prosecutors argue the leaks put the lives of their agents at risk and that there is no excuse for his criminality. Lawyers for the U.S. said their case against him was consistently and repeatedly misrepresented by Assange's legal team. But Assange's supporters hail him as an anti-establishment hero and a journalist persecuted for exposing wrongdoing.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Prosecutors in the U.S. state of Missouri say two men have been charged with murder in last week's shooting that killed one person and injured 22 others after the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Both adults are charged with second-degree murder and other charges. A Jackson County prosecutor said both men have been hospitalized since the shooting. The new charges come after two juveniles were detained last week on gun-related and resisting arrest charges. Authorities said more charges are possible. Police have said a dispute among several people led to the shooting. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.